Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. My name is Daniel Cazzo, and I'm the Group Chief Financial Officer for Royal London. I'm joined by Ant Lee, our Group Chief Actuary, Iain Williams, our Group Finance Director, and Rob Ferguson, our Group Treasurer. This morning, we published our 2024 interim results, and during this call, I'll be referring to the presentation on screen. For those of you who pre-registered for the event, we emailed you a copy earlier. You can also find a copy of the presentation and our results announcement on the Investor Relations page on our website. Moving to the first slide and the agenda for this morning's call, I will take you through the highlights of what we have delivered during the first half of 2024 before giving an overview of our financial performance, including our trading position, assets, and flows, and finally, the strength of our balance sheet and capital position. After that, I'll open up to questions. Before we get into the detail, I'd like to start by highlighting some of the key points from today's announcement. So moving to slide three. The first half of 2024 reflects our ongoing commitment to delivering good customer outcomes, supported by a focus on our long-term strategy to be an insight-led modern mutual, growing sustainably by deepening customer relationships. The strength of our relationships with financial advisors and with businesses who offer workplace pension schemes, along with the quality of the support we provide customers, has continued to be recognized, both through key industry awards and through the customer feedback we receive. Together, these helped us to deliver a 13% increase in group operating profit before tax, up to 144 million pounds. Our capital position remains robust, with the InvestorView capital cover ratio standing at 211%. Life and pensions new business sales were up 4% to just over 5 billion pounds, with good growth in workplace pensions new business in particular. Overall, net inflows were positive, but were impacted by outflows from our global equity strategies, which followed the departure of a number of members of the global equities team at the end of April. However, our inflows continue to be supported by our flagship Cover range, with assets reaching 66 billion pounds, up 10% from the end of 2023. Overall, group assets under management increased to 169 billion pounds from 162 billion pounds at the end of last year. Turning now to slide four and an overview from each of our business units. Starting in the U.K. with our workplace pensions business. In the first half, we welcomed 510 new workplace pension scheme employers and over 113,000 new members into new and existing schemes. This reflects well against the figure for the equivalent period during 2023, at a point when a relatively buoyant employment market was still benefiting from higher job vacancies and people changing jobs post-COVID. Our pensions business continues to be supported by the relative investment performance from our Cover range, where the majority of our workplace pension customers invested. In the first half of the year, the Cover range attracted net inflows of 1.5 billion pounds, with assets under management increasing to 66 billion pounds. Overall, our U.K. new business sales were up 3% to 4.9 billion pounds, with workplace pensions new business sales up 11%. The largest driver of our overall workplace sales growth has been the growth in pension transfers. We have continued to see increased uses of our online transfer hub since its launch in 2023, which is designed to help customers consolidate their pensions with Royal London. As a result, the overall number of customers completing a transfer is up 52% compared to the same period last year, to over 23,000 customers. In the U.K. protection market, we strengthened our position by finalizing the acquisition of Aegon U.K.'s closed individual protection business following the completion of the court-approved transfer in July. This saw us welcome nearly 400,000 new customers to Royal London, and we now look after 1.4 million advised protection customers. Moving on to asset management, group assets under management increased to 169 billion pounds, despite the challenging macroeconomic backdrop. Net flows were positive, with net inflows of 77 million pounds, despite the outflows in global equities, which I'll come back to later. Our three-year performance track record remains strong, with 94% of actively managed funds outperforming their benchmarks over the 3 years to the end of June. We also continue to make good progress with our ambitions to diversify the range of assets we offer. In real estate, we are supporting U.K. life sciences companies by providing the infrastructure in key locations across the Golden Triangle of Cambridge, Oxford, and London. Royal London Asset Management also successfully completed the acquisition of 21,000 acres of prime U.K. farmland in March as part of a 260 million pound joint venture with South Yorkshire Pension Authority. We are also progressing with our ambitions to expand in private markets, and we expect further private asset classes to launch in the second half of the year. Our business in Ireland has continued to deliver strong performance in 2024, with new business sales increasing by 17% to £129 million. This growth is driven largely by sales of £39 million from our pensions business, where we have continued to focus on growing and enhancing our offering since its launch in September 2022. Sales of our protection products grew to £90 million, reflecting our position as a leader in the Irish broker protection market. Turning now to slide 5, which sets out the key financial highlights from our business. I will quickly cover some of the headline numbers as I will talk through the new business sales, assets, flows, and our balance sheet and capital position in more detail over the coming slides. As I referenced earlier, group operating profit before tax for the half year was up 13% to £144 million. This increase was supported by a growing book of in-force business and the growth in workplace pensions new business contribution following an increase in pension transfers. Full breakdown of the components of operating profit can be found in the appendix. The transfer to the Fund for Future Appropriations, or FFA, was £312 million, compared to £161 million for the last half year. This is reflective of the increase in operating profit, as well as investment returns being above our long-term expectations. Life and pensions new business sales were up, and I'll walk you through the details of the new business numbers on the next slide. There was an increase in gross inflows, but as I have mentioned, net flows were impacted by outflows from our global equity strategies. Boosted by market gains, assets under management increased from £162 billion to £169 billion, representing a 4% increase from the end of 2023. Our capital position has remained robust, with a regulatory view capital cover ratio at the end of June of 201% and an investor view ratio of 211%. I'll take you through the key movements later on in the presentation. Turning now to slide 6, which details new business sales across our different products. As a reminder, and as referenced at the full year, life and pensions new business is reported using economic assumptions set at the start of the reporting period. For the first half of 2024, total life and pensions new business sales rose by 4%. In the UK, individual pension sales decreased by 3% to £2.3 billion, whilst volumes of single premiums were up 7% following an improved tax year end. This was offset by both the decrease in the values of defined benefit transfers, which continue to be impacted by high interest rates, and lower income release advised business. As a result, new business margin decreased slightly when compared to the first half of 2023 to 1.6%. Workplace pension sales increased by 11% to £2.1 billion as we won an increased number of new schemes, with new business margin remaining stable at 2%. Meanwhile, UK protection new business sales increased by 8% to £399 million, with new business margin again remaining stable at 2.9%. Annuities and other new business sales increased year on year, rising to £86 million, as did new business margin at 6.9%. In Ireland, new business sales increased to £129 million, boosted by the continued growth of our pensions proposition. New business margin decreased to 4.3% as this part of our business continues to grow. Turning now to annuities and our matching adjustment portfolio. Our annuity proposition was launched in 2021, providing access to a Royal London annuity for long-standing customers invested in the Royal London CIS subfund with pension policies that have guaranteed annuity rates. As announced at our full-year results in March, we have continued to build our bulk annuity proposition with the intention of establishing a presence in the market this year, providing a competitive solution to the trustee defined benefit pension schemes. This follows the successful completion of bulk annuity buy-in policies with two Royal London pension schemes. Firstly, with the trustees of the Royal Ivy UK pension scheme in November last year, and then with the trustees of the Royal London Group pension scheme in January. Together, these transactions represent some £600 million of liabilities. This week, we have successfully transacted a £30 million full scheme buy-in contract, our first to an external pension scheme, which has served to reinforce our capabilities ahead of a planned market entry in the second half of 2024. The matching adjustment portfolio now totals over £1.6 billion, supported by the existing new business flows and the Royal London Group pension scheme buy-in. We have expanded the commercial real estate and private placement loan portfolios, and as we build new capabilities for the Royal London Asset Management, we expect to continue to progress into other liquid assets in the future. Turning to assets and flows on slide 8, the group's assets under management have grown in the first half of the year to £169 billion, supported by positive market movements where GDP growth, coupled with strong corporate earnings, has supported global and UK equity market gains. Our flagship investment solution, the Govan Range, contributed net inflows of £1.5 billion, with its assets under management boosted by strong investment returns in the first half of the year. External net outflows at £0.7 billion were impacted by £1.7 billion of net outflows from global equity strategies, and we expect further outflows from these funds over the remainder of the year. This will have no impact on the investment approach that underpins the equity capabilities within Royal London Asset Management, which remain aligned to a strategy of growing investment capabilities whilst focusing on good client outcomes. Our continued strong investment performance and investment in diversifying our capabilities led to external net inflows of £1 billion across our other strategies. This compares to £0.5 billion in the first half of 2023. Moving on to slide 9 and our investment portfolio. Our total investment portfolio increased in value to £120.9 billion, following increases in the value of UK and overseas equities and collectives. This was partially offset by government and corporate bond values being reduced due to higher yields. Our financial investment portfolio remains well diversified across a number of financial instrument classes, with the majority invested in equity securities and fixed income assets. The pie charts demonstrate the breakdown of the non-linked debt securities and corporate bonds by asset rating. A significant proportion of our debt securities portfolio is in high-quality assets with a credit rating of A or above. In our non-linked portfolio, 77% of our non-linked debt securities and 67% of our non-linked corporate bonds had a credit rating of A or better at 30th of June 2024. There have been no significant defaults in our corporate bond portfolio. On slide 10, we provide more detail about our capital cover ratios. The strength of our capital base is vital to ensure we have the capital to fund further growth and to give peace of mind to our customers that we can meet our commitments to them. In common with others in the industry, we present two views of our capital position, an investor view and a regulatory view. At the end of June, our group investor review capital cover ratio was 211%, compared to 218% at the end of December. And the group regulatory view capital cover ratio was 201%, compared to 206% at the end of December. The reduction in both cover ratios mainly reflects changes to the level of hedging as we seek to manage the capital position within our capital management framework. Our equity hedging programs ensure the stability of the capital position through periods of market volatility. You can find a breakdown of capital sensitivities and further details on our Solvency II ratios in the appendix. Moving on to slide 11 and the waterfall chart, which shows the movement in the group's solvency surplus over the period. The group capital ratio remains stable with a solvency surplus of £2.9 billion. The contribution from our existing book of in-force business more than offsets the strain from writing new business, while also covering a continued investment in the business and our corporate and interest costs. The management actions reflects changes to the level of hedging I referred to earlier. You can find the group regulatory review movements in the appendix. And finally, before we open to questions, turning to slide 12 and to summarise. Our interim results demonstrate the progress we are making in delivering our strategy and our ongoing commitment to ensuring that there continues to be a strong mutual choice for customers. Our growing book of in-force business, along with the growth in new business contribution for workplace pensions, has underpinned the increase in group operating profit. This continues to be supported by the positive performance of our Govan range, which grew its assets under management and continue to attract net inflows. Our asset management business continued to deliver strong performance. Group assets under management increased, and 94% of Royal London Asset Management's actively managed funds outperformed their three-year benchmark. In Ireland, new business sales increased as we maintained our focus on growing and enhancing our pension offering. And we have continued to build our annuity proposition ahead of our planned entry of the bulk purchase annuity market later this year. Essential to achieving our long-term strategic aims is maintaining a strong capital base. Our capital position has remained robust, allowing us to continue to invest in our business for the long-term benefit of our customers, employers, and financial advisors. At this point, I'd like to pause and, together with the team, We'll be happy to take any questions you may have. I will now hand back to the call coordinator to begin the Q&A session.
Thank you very much. The microphones have now been enabled, so if you do have questions, feel free to unmute your microphone and ask.
Good morning. Tiago Parente from Fidelity International. Just a couple of questions, please. Could you just, I mean, obviously the PM departures are part of the course of business of an asset manager, but I may have missed it, but could you give me an idea of the sort of the size of the portfolio involved and your kind of expectations regarding flows in the second half, and I guess what are you doing in terms of kind of rebuilding that capability? And the second question is on margins, particularly on pensions. What's the outlook there?
Yeah, thanks. The other one. First on global equities. So if I just start with some quantification. So the global equity strategies are invested in by both external assets and some of our internal assets as well. So if I focus on the external, so the external AUM at the end of April, when we announced the restructure of the team, was just over 10 billion of AUM. As at the end of June, it was just over 8 billion of AUM. We have received one other notification of a divestment, which we expect to happen in August. And that is in the region, it's just under £2 billion of AUM as we stand at the moment with current market rates. So those are the two. So there's an element that's gone in the first half of the year and the only one we've been notified in the second half. In context of the team, though, and the capabilities we have in global equities, so the core underlying IP and the investment processes are all Royal London's, and we are still applying those, and a range of our clients absolutely recognise that, and the funds continue to perform well. We have strengthened members of the team already, and we are continuing to do so. We redeployed various elements of our capability more broadly, as we announced in April. And Piers Hillier, our CIO, has taken over running our equities positions for the time being whilst we do that as well. So hopefully that answers your question, but happy to take a follow-on. In terms of margins, so you'll see overall our core margins are flat at 2%. We are working hard to manage both the underlying cost base of the business as well as focusing on our proposition remaining relevant and introducing new features to maintain flows. And I suppose, if I'm looking forward, whilst the market remains very competitive, we are focused on keeping our margins at or close to the levels that we've announced at this point in the half year. Any more questions? Okay. Look, in which case, we remain available, and Rob and the team to answer any questions you may have as you go through the details of our release. Feel free to send them through and we'll happily respond. Otherwise, thank you all for joining this morning, and I look forward to speaking in due course. Many thanks.